This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night. The Bruins return to action tonight when they host the Lightning. The Celtics play at the Nets this evening. Northeastern University won the Beanpot last night with a 4-3 win over Boston University in college hockey. And Patrick Sheehan has been named the new football coach at Masconomet High School. He was most recently an assistant at Reading, but also served as head coach at Triton. Girls hockey last night. Winthrop shut out Peabody 1-0. This after Peabody scored a 2-1 win over the Vikings in December. Winthrop coach Butch Martucci.
You know, it's always about revenge, I guess you could say. But, you know, we know each other pretty well because the girls play together on the wings. A lot of them play together. So we're kind of very similar in the way we play and our style. Michelle and I are good buddies. We coach together in the summer, in the spring. With some of the other teams, the Bay States and some other teams, so we know each other pretty well. But you know, coming into this game, you know, it's once the puck drops, all bets are off. And you know, we wanted it, they wanted it. It was a battle for sure.
Peabody did have a goal call back in the second period. Overall, PLNR coach Michelle Roach pleased with her team's play.
We were playing really well. We were, and especially after they got that goal, third period, they battled. Right, and we threw everything we had at them. We just kept throwing things to net and hoping something was gonna. We had a couple close ones, and we just couldn't crack the seal tonight.
Then after you didn't get that goal, then they went on a 5-on-3, I believe, right? Shortly thereafter.
They did. Right? And with our special teams, right, with the 5-on-3, we had a couple other penalties. I thought our penalty kill looks fantastic. When we just. We're 1-0. That's a good game. We always know we're going to get Winthrop's best game, and they come to battle. So we're going to take this. We have two more league games left, and we're just looking for 1 point over those two games to clinch the league.
One more thing. As a motivational tool, prior to last night's game, Martucci told his Winthrop team that if they won, he would shave his head. They won, and Martucci kept his promise.
The thing about this is one of the things we try to do with the girls is give them a little incentive to win, you know, and they know how much I love my hair. And I told them, I said, in this game, you're going to have to make a lot of sacrifices if you want to win. I said, but I'll make a sacrifice for you. I'll sacrifice something I really love if you guys get the win. And they said, I said, do I shave it? What do you guys want? They want a mohawk. I said, okay, mohawk it is. I'll take that over shaving it.
So that just happened.
That just happened. My sister is my hairdresser, Tony Ann. She just came in and did that for me.
Winthrop girls hockey coach Butch Martucci. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Tuesday. This is MSONewsSports.com.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute, cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved-out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are 2 or 3 and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.